intelligence community money, Japanese ambition, and the infrastructure underneath the AI boom. Linux 7.2 released this week, drawing 259 upvotes and 105 comments. An Egalia post covering the release highlighted the kernel's continued adaptation to heterogeneous compute environments, a direct response to the AI hardware boom, which has produced a widening variety of accelerator architectures, custom ASIC, and memory configurations that do not map cleanly onto traditional CPU-centric models. Separately, the Encore dev team documented getting Firecracker, the AWS-developed micro VM hypervisor designed for sub-millisecond startup times, running natively on Apple Silicon Macs, enabling developers to test Linux micro VM environments locally without a heavier virtualization layer or remote instances. Micron announced a $10 billion research hub in Boise, framed as a long-horizon innovation facility rather than a manufacturing expansion, a statement that the competitive advantage in memory technology now lies in the architectures that AI workloads will require 5 to 10 years out. Boise is also a geopolitically deliberate choice. Domestic semiconductor investment has been a priority since the CHIPS Act, and a $10 billion commitment in Idaho generates bipartisan political support while benefiting from proximity to Micron's existing manufacturing operations in the region. The historical story that reframed much of the week's conversation came from XDA developers, Japan's Tron Project, a 1980s initiative to build a Japanese operating system capable of becoming a global standard. The project had serious academic and industrial backing and was making genuine technical progress. In 1989, the U.S. Trade Representative listed Tron as a trade barrier under Section 301, the same legal mechanism used for tariff disputes, arguing that Japanese government support for Tron in school procurement constituted unfair competition. Japan backed down. Tron survived in embedded systems, reportedly still running in a significant number of Japanese industrial devices and consumer electronics, but it never became the global platform it might have been. More striking still is the story of NeXT's Steve Jobs' post-Apple computer company, whose operating system became the direct ancestor of Mac OS and through the iPhone's derived Unix kernel, iOS. CIA funding reportedly helped keep NeXT financially viable in the 1980s. The intelligence community money in the genealogy of the world's most widely used smartphone operating system is not, as observers noted, a conspiracy, it is simply history that has not received adequate examination. The parallel to current debates over Chinese AI models, EU cloud alternatives, and US semiconductor export controls is direct. The question of who controls the platform layer has always been as much a geopolitical question as a technical one.